Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes. Have you seen, heard, or read what we did and what we do? You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
Hey, this is Tommy.
This is Anna.
Wow, that's a while, Anna.
Oh my God. Fun fact, I actually was in the same area as a friend of the podcast, Mike, from formerly known as one of the co-hosts from the Geekdom Fancast.
Yes.
Yes, that was pretty cool. So I went to a music festival over the weekend in LA. I drove past Albert's house. YOLO! But what was it? We went to the Just Like Heaven festival that was at Rose Bowl. And let me tell you one thing. I think my friend and I try to think, you know, we're young, we're hip, we know what we're doing. We're going to go see all these nostalgia bands. No. Okay. We need to come to terms that we're old and we need fans and sun hats and a larger blanket and compression socks and comfy shoes, because my Lord, were we struggling midday? Because even the news like said that it was going to be overcast, and that's how it was like 2 years ago. So I'm like, okay, it's going to be overcast and be perfect. No, that sun came out and was burning us, and we were dying, just dying. And I brought a water bottle, but I just picked the first one that was there, and I had in my cupboard, and it was a metal one, and they didn't allow metal ones in there. So I had to part with my water bottle. It was so sad. But they gave out free water, which was nice. Like, you know, you walk in, they give you a free water bottle. I'm like, okay, well, that's nice, and you can refill it. But anyways, Mike was there, didn't see him, had no reception, got squished. There was a fight in the crowd at the Phoenix set.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's like a fight.
It was so it was really sad because it's a mom and her daughter, and they were trying to push through the front, and we were kind of at the front, and there was this couple, and the guy pushed the mom and was like blocking her from going up, and so then the mom started pushing back at the boyfriend and pushed the girlfriend. They started fighting, and then the guy that was in front of them basically like got in between them and was like, hey, like kind of just, he stopped the fight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, that guy got pushed. And I thought, okay, this is where I die. Wow. I'm prepared to die because I, you know, just everyone's just, we're all scrunched in and there's no place to move. So if they start fighting, they're way too close to me, it's going to be like a mosh pit kind of thing. So that was fun.
Of all the concert festivals to have a fight in, this one?
While Phoenix is playing, too.
This one?
Yeah, this one. This one. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said, too. So, that was fun.
Who did you like the most in terms of like their sets?
I really liked Two Door Cinema Club.
Okay.
They had a really, really good set. They played all like even the songs that are like were not singles. They played all the like my favorite songs, so I was really happy with it. The one that I was kind of really disappointed with was Tegan and Sarah, because they only played a lot of their old stuff, which that's great. But we were kind of all I don't know about me, but I felt like the crowd around me was like, oh, just kind of listening. And then they finally played like one known song, and it was the closer of all things, and we were all into it and stuff. So, but I was a little disappointed because 2 years ago, every band that came had a clutch set list where they were playing all the songs. Like, better scheduled. And then this year, I felt like a lot of bands kind of are just, you know, here and there. But we didn't stay for Postal Service because it was like a half hour. I know, because Phoenix ended at 9:20.
Okay, sounds about right.
9:15. And Postal Service is not going to play until 9:55.
Yeah, that sounds about right, though.
Yeah, well, but they never had this huge gap last time. So it was like a really big gap of like, what do we do? And we're hungry, we're tired. And I'm like, you know what? My Tumblr era will be okay if I miss the postal service because I'm tired. Oh. So we didn't stay. Yeah.
You see them live before anyway, right?
Huh?
The postal service? You see them live before anyway, right?
No. I have not.
They're pretty good live, man.
Yeah, no, Mike actually told me they were pretty good because he stayed for the set. But I was kind of like, I looked at my friend. I was like, I'm okay leaving right now if you're okay leaving. And she's like, same. So we left.
Now, do you know why it's called Just Like Heaven Festival?
Because it felt just like heaven?
This has nothing to do with the Cure song?
Yeah. I don't know.
I figured it, maybe that might be the reason why, because you know the Cure song, just like heaven.
Oh, maybe.
You know, show me how you do that trick. That song.
Have they played there before?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Maybe they started it. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. My first time going was 2 years ago. This is my second time going, and now next time, I'm definitely more prepared. I had to use the porta potties, traumatized, but that's okay.
Oh my god.
I know.
Once again, thank God for my penis. Oh my God.
Yeah, like the third time, as the day progressed, it got worse and worse. And we're like, all right, the last time, cutting off any sort of liquids, we're done. Yeah.
Just wear an adult diaper, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, seriously, at this point, that's what's going to happen next year. But yeah, and I think I'm a passenger princess that had to drive. And I think my friend was at the point of reaching over and smacking me upside the head because I was just missing the exits, and I was really turned around by the LA freeways more than usual. And so I was like, oh, I can't turn left. He's like, yes, you can. I'm like, no, I can't, because there's a barricade right there that's kind of blocking the driveway. And so, yeah, I think she got so irritated with me at the end. She's just like, let's just go home. I was like, no, we're almost there. But, you know, one of them wasn't my fault. Google Maps really wanted me to go on this ramp that was closed, but on Google Maps.
I'm sorry, what was the venue?
Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I can't get that.
Yeah, yeah. Rose Bowl is not an easy venue to go to.
I know, not to navigate. And so, like, and then Google kept pushing me to go on this ramp that's closed. And we're like, we can't get on this ramp. There is no other way of getting on this freeway. Finally, I figured it out. And we got on our way because we were all the way in Baldwin Park. But last time we were a lot closer, so we didn't have to experience all that.
The thing is, I wouldn't feel bad. I've lived here for like over 30 some odd years. I still get very anxious and nervous going downtown, Pasadena, anytime. You know what I mean? It's not ideal. You know what I mean?
It isn't. It's like, oh my God. So many things going on. So,
The last time I was at the Rose Bowl, I also got lost exiting the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I don't like. Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah. The reason I like to stay in the Valley. I'm gonna stay in the Valley, guys. You guys do your thing over there.
I can do the LA venues, but for some reason the Rose Bowl gets me lost.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's so confusing, and it's just like it's a nice area and all, but my God.
Like, yeah, the thing is, those roads, those things were built like 100 years ago when the most popular car was like a T2 or something, you know, those Ford cars that go like 2 miles per hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not made for today's number of vehicles, all that stuff. Stop it. No, I don't like it.
No, especially not after a concert. So, and we left kind of early on, so we didn't get the crowd, thank God. Maybe it would have been a little bit easier because there would have been more cars for me to follow. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Just like it took like 3 hours to get there and stuff. But other than that, like to get from San Diego to Baldwin Park, not from Baldwin Park to Rose Bowl. But it was a very interesting, but I really enjoyed Baldwin Park. I ate a lot of really good food, so I was pretty happy with our Airbnb situation. Well, that's my trip report.
Would you say it was just like heaven?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'm actually looking at this. I'm actually looking at the set list for Metric, and they closed off in Black Sheep. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we made it to halfway. Set of Metric. So Mike and I, we kind of had the same path because we stayed at one stage for most of the time, except for Metric, where we went for that one, and then we went back to the other stage. But so
the Scott Pilgrim song, the Scott Pilgrim song, Black Sheep.
You missed it.
Black Sheep. You know, no, I was.
No, we were there for it.
I'm actually in the official music video for Black Sheep. Like a split second, I'm like right there in the music video.
Okay. All right. Oh, wait, you were in the music video?
Yeah, because they shot it at the Comic Con and I was there for that.
You were there for that?
Yeah.
How am I just finding out about this?
I may have mentioned it before, but yeah, on the official YouTube music video for Black Sheep, there's a crowd shot, and I'm like, pause! Look, there they are! There they are!
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm watching it after we're done recording.
Yeah, you're not gonna see me. I'll have to point out to you where I am for you to see me.
Okay. Well, it was fun. But yeah. Should have stopped by and seen you and Jiaming, but I didn't. Sorry guys.
Mm. Okay. Jiaming, what do you want to talk about?
It's actually my thing is a follow-up to last week's podcast. What was it? Esquire had a list of 17 AAPI movies.
That thing, in a
celebration of AAPI month and stuff like that. And both Al and I called bullshit on a lot of those movies and stuff. Yes. On most of the movies, actually. So I did go ahead and make my own list.
Nice.
And Esquire, it's going to be 17 movies and stuff like that. So here we go. And the thing, the ones I'll mention first are the ones that overlap between me and Esquire, right? So okay. I'll just go through those real quick. Try Luck Club. Harold and Kumar Goes to White Castle. Okay. Better Luck Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Mm-hmm. Past Lives and Minari. Okay, so those are the ones that overlap. You know what I mean?
So okay, nine more, huh? Okay, go on.
Yeah, nine more. So starting with Shang-Chi and Crazy Rich Asian. I was so surprised that neither one of these showed up in the previous list because
I
these are.
Know.
It wasn't in there.
No, I think the Esquire chick probably like had her nose up on Marvel stuff. So this probably didn't occur to her to put Shang-Chi in the list. And as far as Crazy Rich Asian is concerned, I think it's because of, what's her name? The lead actress.
Constance Wu?
Her.
Yeah.
I think she didn't want to put that on the list. Cause of,
yeah,
of
but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to leave this movie off the list. It's one. Yeah, it's the most. It's the most important Asian Pacific Islander movie in the last like 20 years or something like that. A lot of the material that's coming out of Hollywood with Asian leads and stuff would not happen without the success of this movie.
Agreed.
It's very important, and it's a very good movie too, and stuff like that.
Where's our sequel?
I don't think it's gonna happen anymore. There's too much drama with what happened. So yeah,
everybody aged out and stuff like that, and everybody else busy and stuff like that. So I don't think it's happening. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen. And then the next movie, it's kind of weird and stuff like that. I mentioned last week, Raya and the Last Dragon deserves a spot.
Yeah,
Moana deserves a spot.
Yeah,
but the thing is, from there, I did not include Mulan for some reason, but for some reason,
well, no, you know why you don't include Mulan?
Because it's so many white people in the cast and stuff like that.
No,
you know what I mean?
Because it's the same reason why we were complaining about the list in the first place. It's not Asian American.
Yeah, but the thing is, Ryan the Last Dragon doesn't take place on Earth. Doesn't take place, but it still belongs on the list for some reason. You know?
Well, I mean, Moana, I mean the lead actress is somewhat Asian American, so there's that.
Oh yeah, they're all Asian American. Both all the actors are Asian. Oh wait, most of my Asian American Ryan the Last Dragon. But yeah, Moana doesn't take place in Moana takes in America. But for some reason, it makes the list. I don't know why.
Polynesian.
Also, I should mention my criteria is Asian Pacific Islander, you know, all that stuff. They have to have some representation in the director, writer, main cast, and also the storyline. Those are sort of my criteria and stuff like that. Okay. So, like I said, right in the Last Dragon, Moana made the list. And also, this is the one that should have made the Esquire list. Big Hero 6. How about that? Big Hero 6 should have been on the list.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree on that one. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Come on now. Even though that's a quasi not America kind of.
San Francisco.
It's a futuristic America, I guess. Or alternative America. I'm sorry.
San Francisco. Okay. Adjacent.
And last, yeah. And then we also mentioned last week, Paper Tigers should have made the list. Correct. A wonderful movie. Yeah. Wonderful movie. I love the Paper Tigers. And also, we mentioned John Cho last week too, and they should have included Searching.
Yes,
John Cho led Asian American movie. The director is also Asian American, so yeah. So suck it, Esquire. All right. And
did you tweet them?
I should. This is a much better list because actually I also have dark Asian American stuff. So congratulations to me. The Donut King documentary that came out a couple years ago about the Cambodian refugees and stuff like that. Should have made the list. The Donut King. Wonderful movie.
Better Luck Tomorrow make it on?
Yeah. Better Luck Tomorrow was there, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mentioned that. That overlapped with both lists. My list and their list. Okay. Another documentary that made the list is Mining the Gap, which you should find on Hulu. Mining the Gap is a documentary about skateboarders, kids growing up skateboarding in the middle of America. And the director is Asian American. And his story and his immigration story gets woven into the documentary that he's made and stuff like that. That's a really good movie. And also, last one, The Big Sick. Right? That was
The Big Sick. Yes.
The Big Sick. Kumail Nanjiani wrote the movie. It's based on his autobiography. Obviously, he's a an immigrant and stuff, but I think he's naturalized now. So he should have made the list. This movie should have made the list. So yeah, there you go.
There you go. Esquire.
I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I think my list is better than Esquire's list.
I agree. Here, I'll toss in a couple more.
Please.
Blue Bayou. Have you seen Blue Bayou?
Yes. Yeah, I heard of it. Yeah.
That one. Very, mm-hmm. very Asian American. Mm-hmm. After Yang, does it count? It's Future America, I guess.
Kind of, but I think is the director Asian or was it Asian American?
No, the daughter and the robot.
Okay.
But Asian.
And also, sorry, I haven't seen Blue Eye. What was it? The one you just said?
Oh, Blue Bayou.
Blue Bayou. I haven't seen it, but I know it shows an aspect of Asian American life that's not highlighted usually. You know? It doesn't take place on the East Coast or West Coast, right? Middle of America and stuff like that. So that's,
it's in New Orleans, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's where the Bayou is.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Also in Disneyland.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
We mentioned The Farewell in the previous episode. That should be in the list, right? How come it isn't in your list?
No, that's one of the overlap ones, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. No, they didn't have The Farewell. They didn't have
The Farewell.
If I remember correctly, they didn't have a single Aquafina movie.
Oh, it's all on my list.
Am I wrong about that?
I thought I overlapped.
Aquafina. Did Joy Luck Club overlap?
Joy Luck Club was on their list, yes.
Okay. The Farewell, it definitely it's on my list. I can see it right here, but I thought it overlapped with their list last time, but I was wrong.
And
Awkwafina's made like 30 movies in 2 years. How come she didn't make the list? I don't understand.
Because they don't like her because she's fake.
I know. That's what?
Well,
we should support her.
You should support me.
Unlike Constance Wu, Asian Americans still like Awkwafina and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but you know, that's the main problem with Awkwafina.
And two other movies that I want to toss in here. Mm-hmm. Most people have not seen them, but you know, The Debut, which is a Filipino American movie,
I haven't heard of that one.
And Lumpia with a Vengeance.
I was waiting for that.
I was waiting
for that.
Yes. Yes. I figured I'll save it for last. You know.
Yeah.
There you go, folks.
I cannot believe that you waited this long.
Well, it's my punctuation mark.
Yeah. And also, I was a big fan of the movie, but also Joyride from last year was also very
good. Wait, was Ping Pong Player thrown in there?
Hmm? Which one?
Which one?
Ping Pong Player.
Ping Pong Player.
Playa.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, you did? Oh, I see the movie. You guys have it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Well, if you know some Asian American movie, Pacific Islander movies, you can throw something here right now.
I just remember there was this Netflix movie that came out. There's this Netflix movie that came out a few years ago called Finding Ohana.
Yes. That's a Filipino American movie, right? She's growing up in Texas or something like that, some coming of age story. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh.
It's the one in Hawaii.
Oh, sorry.
It was like a Goonies esque kind of movie.
Right.
Pacific Islanders,
sorry.
You know? Yes.
Yeah.
That should work at all. All right, there we go, folks. A much better list. Yeah.
I think that should be a title.
How about Hustlers? Do you think Hustlers should be on the list?
Speaking
of Constance Wu,
that's just one actor, though. You know, what I mean, the writer director are not.
So you're saying it's a J-Lo movie more?
Yeah, more J-Lo movies. She did a part in that movie, and the storyline does involve Asian Americans and stuff like that. So yeah, I would not include that.
Okay, that's fair. All right, and there we go.
I was going to include Ghost in the Shell as a joke. Scarlett Johansson. Shout out to her. Shout out to her.
Yeah, let's have that. Shout out to her, indeed.
Love that.
Yeah,
love that for us.
All right, there you go. Thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
You can find me on social media, JIAMNGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whowhatworstwhite.com. Before we go, let's give our 11 listeners some recommendations for this week. Anna, since you haven't been doing a recommendation for the past 2 weeks, why don't you go first?
I would like to recommend Crocs. Have I recommended this already? Probably.
Why is Crocs coming back?
Look, listen, I am a they never left. Yeah, I am a convert. I used them at Disneyland, and I could have walked a million more miles. And then I wore them at the Just Like Heaven festival, and it felt like Just Like Heaven. So it's amazing, and I love them, and don't judge them. They're great.
Okay.
That's all I gotta say.
My niece just showed me her new Crocs that's shaped like a Shrek.
Oh, she has a Shrek Crocs? Oh, your niece is so cool.
Yeah. It's kind of funny too, because last week I recommended this website called Charter, and one of the charts that I got in the newsletter recently was Crocs. About Crocs.
Crocs, man. They have everything now. So they're on it. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they've always known what they're doing. You heard the story about Crocs and that one movie, Idiosyncrasy? Was it?
Idiocracy. Oh, everybody wears them?
Idiocracy, yeah. So the story goes, the urban legend, I don't know if it's urban legend or if it actually is true, was that they wanted some shoes in the future that looked stupid enough to be put in the movie. They look stupid, but everybody's using it. Right?
Surely, and then they do look stupid.
And then this small company called Crocs offered, like, hey, use our shoes.
Yeah.
And there we go.
Yeah. They're not wrong. They look stupid.
Yeah.
They do.
What's up? Yeah, they seem like a very self-deprecating brand and stuff like that. They don't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, but they have wedges, and they have slides, and they have, like, they have all types of Crocs now that don't look crocky. So, you know,
yeah.
Quite stylish Crocs out there now.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny how the movie, when I watched it back then, I mean, yeah, I saw those things, and I'm like, those are dumb. And then it became a thing.
I mean, that movie's becoming true every day. So yeah, isn't it wrong?
I actually didn't like the movie because I thought it was being like super dumb. Like, come on, this can't be true.
But now you're this age and you're like, okay, wow, it could have been dumber.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I did find a new snack at Target. So I will be coming out with a new snack video soon.
Nice. All right. Jiaming, what is your recommendation?
When I was in Singapore, I saw the old Stephen Chow movie, Beijing with Love.
Oh,
it's a parody of it's a parody of James Bond, obviously. Yeah. So yeah, the thing is I've seen it before, I loved it. So but it just reminded me what a wonderful writer, director, actor he is and stuff like that. His best comedies are as good as any comedy you've seen and stuff like that. It's terrific. So I'm just to recommend his four best movies and stuff. Number one, a masterpiece, is Kung Fu Hustle. Yes. You can find these on Apple. You can find these on streaming Apple, you know, rentals and all that stuff. Apple and all that stuff. Kung Fu Hustle is probably his best movie. Second best movie, I think, is probably Love on Delivery. I think it's called Love on Delivery or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic and stuff. It's wonderful. I rewatched it that a couple years ago too. It's fantastic. It's funny and stuff. Next one would probably be Beijing with Love. Like I said, it's a James Bond parody. It's as funny. I think it's as funny as those Austin Power movies and stuff like that. And then
by the way, it is from Beijing with Love. But yeah.
Oh, from Beijing with Love. Sorry, from Beijing with Love. And then the last one I would say Shaolin Soccer. It's also fantastic and stuff like that. So yeah, those four movies are probably his best, and you can find all of them on Apple for rent. So big fan. Very funny stuff.
You're not gonna do a shout out on the gambling
back to school? When I was there, I kind of rewatched the first 5 minutes of God of Gamblers 2.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't get into it. I don't know. I should probably give it more of a try and stuff like that. But yeah. And on Netflix, I try to find the original language. I think it's mostly Cantonese. I think Cantonese should be the original language.
Yeah, Cantonese should be.
He's mostly Cantonese and stuff like that. So yeah, but there was a couple of them. Singapore Netflix is obviously different from ours and stuff like that. So they had a bunch of his movies. So I kind of like gave each one that I found 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the one I really got into was From Beijing with Love and stuff like that. The other ones I couldn't get into and stuff like that. You know, so.
Okay, well, there we go. All right. My turn. So right now it is graduation season for a lot of people, and there's a lot of commencement addresses that are being talked about and whatnot. And if I was going to recommend one commencement address, it would be the one from Michigan by Brad Meltzer. If you don't know who Brad Meltzer is, he is a writer. He's done novels and he's done comic books as well, actually. Mm-hmm. And he also has a series called Ordinary People Change the World, which I think if years down the line, he'll be known for that. Because the Ordinary People Change the World books are fantastic. You know, these are the children's book that people, kids should be reading. But he did a commencement speech for Michigan. And I think this is one of those commencement speech was like, yep, if I was in that school, this is a great commencement speech. And I think if you're not in that school, this is still a great commencement speech. You guys should check it out. Brad Meltzer, Michigan commencement speech for graduation. All right. And there we go, folks. This was episode 773 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Worthwhile production. The question is, are we watching Garfield?
Come on, man.
No.
Be serious.
Bruh.
Albert, you need to be serious. I was going to mention this when you mentioned you watched If. I need you to be a serious adult now. Come on, man. What are you watching If for? Come on, man.
What? It's going to be the big surprise hit of the summer.
It's not going to be the big surprise hit of the summer. Was it even any good? Be honest.
Well, what do you mean any good? I haven't seen Garfield.
No, If.
I was talking about If. Yeah, I thought you about Garfield. If is...
Well, there you go. All right, you answered it.
No need. B-. How about that? I gave it a B-. Wait,
that's generous.
How did I describe it on Threads? I posted like a quick blurb of it on Threads. And on Threads, I said, here you go. Arguably a bit precious, too sentimental, and tonally confused at times. If felt like a whimsical, fantastical family movie with the heart of an adult in a midlife crisis that's nostalgic for the simpler life of a hopeful young kid. Yeah, it's a little bit of a darker tone to a kid's movie. It's kind of weird. I don't know. I think the fluffy imaginary characters are supposed to get the kids. And then adults are supposed to like be crying at like,
I think it drops. I think it falls way down this weekend with Garfield coming out. I think people do want to watch Garfield.
Well, so. I hope so because it's not on my summer movie wager list. So yes, I want Fall Guy to have good legs. And the more things
feel
like
it's doing okay.
It's not doing well enough though.
It's
not gonna break 100. It's not gonna break 100. That's not good. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, Fall Guy deserves so much more than this. Come on, people.
Yeah, the monkey movie is doing about as well. I think it was going to be a little bit behind. Fall Guy's not doing very well. If and Garfield, I think should nail that dark horse spot. I think hopefully. So we'll see.
The monkey movie is doing better than I expected.
Yeah,
it's already passed 100 million.
Yeah, it's good times. It's good. Good for me. I looked at the you know how I randomly look at the seats for screenings and stuff. Furious, it looks like it's okay. It looks like it's about I think about a little bit less than where the monkey's going to be at, I think.
No, I haven't higher than the monkey movie.
I literally just checked my theater on Thursday. The IMAX at like 6:30 is full.
Yeah, but it's IMAX though. But it's IMAX.
Full. I have to watch it on at Dolby at 10 p.m.
Oh well, maybe okay.
That's a 2.5 hour movie, man. If you think you're really old and not, can't stay out very late, that's a 2.5 hour movie, dude.
Oh, no, I'll do it. And then I'm going to Disneyland the next day. So I like YOLO it up, you know?
Look at that.
You YOLO it up.
Because if I don't watch it Thursday, I can't watch it until, like, I won't be able to do the review.
It's still Friday, Saturday.
I'm going Sunday, to Disneyland on Friday.
Sunday morning.
I have work at the donut shop. Oh, my God. I already have tickets. Oops.
Yeah, look at that. And did you guys get tickets for Deadpool Wolverine?
It's Comic Con weekend.
Hell no.
It's Comic Con weekend. I wouldn't have any idea when I could actually watch it.
Oh my gosh. That shit's getting sold out, man.
Is it really?
It's full. I perused. At least the Thursday ones that I perused.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
As long as the Monday is available, I think because I'm probably gonna go on the Monday. So
no, I think that's fine. That's fine. I'm talking about just the third. I only looked at the Thursday screen. I think the rest of the weekend should be okay for now.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it is number two on my list on summer movie. Mm-hmm. So,
but it's going to be sold. But the sold out. It's sold out. I was talking about And when I say sold out, it's like, excuse me, the row with the, what do you call it, handicap people are, those are the ones against. So that means it's going to be a thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're marketing the hell out of it. So, yeah. Kudos to them.
There you go. I forgot it's Comic-Con weekend. That's right, huh?
Yeah.
I guess I'll be the first one to see it.
Yeah, like next year is going to be Fantastic Four at the Comic-Con weekend. Yeah. Like, come on, B-Pow. Right. Stop timing it with Comic-Con.
I love that for them.
Oh, but the nerds.
Last year was Barbie and Oppenheimer. I mean...
I didn't see Barbie for 2 weeks. Can you believe that? Like, that's the longest I'd ever gone without seeing a movie. So
that's pretty outrageous.
That was outrageous.
Yeah. So, I'm just secretly hoping that Pooh Wolverine gets an advanced screening thing, and I can just jump right in and do that. But I doubt they're going to do that because they don't need to, because it's Deadpool Wolverine. They don't need to.
They might. Yeah. I mean, you have press. You can get into Hall H with press. You'll be good.
Why would they show Deadpool Wolverine in Hall H? They're not going to do that.
You never know. They might do a surprise, like, fan panel.
If they're gonna surprise Deadpool Wolverine in Comic Con, it'll be Wednesday night preview night.
Yeah,
come on, it's gonna be that night. That's when they'll do it.
Well, honestly, anything could happen because almost the whole gang is gonna be together at Comic Con, except for Drumming, because he's too cool for us.
I'll be watching Deadpool Wolverine, guys. I think I'm the big winner here.
Honestly, I mean,
you've met you guys. You know who you are. Come on, I'd rather spend time with Deadpool Wolverine. What do you think of that? How about that? And also, I did check. There are no, you know how sometimes they'll have like a Wednesday screening or like a, you know, week before screening.
They don't have
Nope. It's only, so far, it's only Thursday. The earliest you can get into is Thursday, 3 o'clock, which is what I got.
You don't work? Nope.
I'm sick that day, guys. I'm taking a sick day. Off, cough.
You're already not feeling well. Oh my gosh. Oh, my God. Better before July.
Maybe it's a tumor. I don't know.
It is not a tumor.
You gotta love it.
Going back to me and John Ming's continuous discussion about like preview time or whatnot. So I saw the movie Glow, that very small indie hit right now. You would think like a small movie like I Saw the Movie Glow wouldn't have that much previews. No, it was a freaking 31-minute wait.
Yeah, that's ridiculous
for that movie. Come on, it's
ridiculous.
If started 15 minutes after, and this one is a half hour. Come on,
I'm guessing this movie's coming out.
I'm guessing Sinister, you also think it'll be like 30 minutes too. I guess.
Yeah, I think,
probably. I think you may have a point. I think for kids movies, they'll shorten the previews just because, you know, kids are gonna get restless, right?
Well, because there was that. Remember when Coco came out? There was a big complaint because that Frozen short.
Oh, right.
And it was 45 minutes. Yeah. And my dad, being the toddler he is, already ready to walk out. So
yeah.
Well, at least that Frozen short was entertaining. No, it sucked. I don't really suck
that. That was the pre Disney Plus days where they can just talk about Disney Plus.
Stuff that down our gullets, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.